You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart is all about enlightening and empowering small business owners to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that'll help them stay competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. One of the things I know small business owners struggle with a lot, whether they're doing business online or not, is time management. So today's strategy talk is going to be around the juggle to end the struggle. Does that sound appetizing? I think so. And with me, we have a very special guest. She is a certified business coach. Her name is Deborah Russell. And she is also into professional development for leaders. And she's the owner of Deborah Russell Coaching. She is known for her creating programs and curriculums that empower businesses and develop talent to strengthen growth and drive profitability. Cha-ching, cha-ching. She has a passion for leading individual and organizational transformation by nurturing and harnessing rising star talent through targeted training programs and development opportunities. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Deborah.
Hey there.
Deborah, thank you so much for being here. Let's dive right in. What is some tips around time management that you can share with our small business audience that you've seen really, really make a record of difference? I mean, like a big time difference. And all along the way, as we're talking today, if there are any techie tools or tips that you also want to implement into the strategies of time management, let's go ahead and share those with our audience today.
Absolutely. So first of all, you have to think about time management as the meta system. All other systems live inside of time management, right? Because in order to run the system, you have to have actually set aside time to do it. And when I talk about time management, I'm also including task management systems in that. As far as tech, there are quite a few, like hundreds of apps that will help you with both time management and task management. The trick is to find the one that speaks the language that you speak, right? The time language that you speak, the way you understand how time works, because everybody's different. And I find also that people get really hung up around time with a lot of shame and blame because, you know, they should know how to do this. I'm an adult. I should know how to, you know, meet my deadlines. But the truth is, I don't know about you, Michelle, but I don't remember a class in school on time management. I don't remember teachers or even my parents ever talking to me about time management. Everything I learned about time management as a child, I learned through observation. And that's not necessarily functional because it really depends on who you're observing. They may not have time management skills to teach you. Also during school, pretty much your time is pretty regimented. And so you don't necessarily learn how to manage the open spaces in your time.
You know, you're making a lot of sense. You're right. Not many of us are taught time management. I know me personally, I struggle a lot with, I'm an overachiever. So I think like I can get all of this done in this certain amount of time. And it just amazes me how fast time goes. And I'm like, where did the day go? I slotted this amount of time and it's still. So I know that I wanted to have you go ahead and talk to us about certain amount of tactics, regardless of what software you're using. Because from the Tech with Heart Foundation, we actually have some really awesome systems and tools for our small business audience that can help them with some of these things. But let's talk techniques and strategies, right? Because For instance, I block off my entire Monday and my entire Friday. So that's my time with my team. That's not my time to take on calls. Let's maybe just start with some of the most basic ways to start getting a handle on managing your time, Deborah.
So my answer for that is probably not going to make you happy. My answer for that is you have to start with understanding your own unique relationship with time. And so that means doing things like tracking your time for a few weeks. And I mean every minute of every day. How are you actually spending your time? Because how we think we're spending our time and how we're actually spending our time are often not even close to right or connected. So time tracking, figuring out your unique relationship with time, figuring out what's actually working with how you use time, and then structuring that. So rather than how you failed, how you messed up, how things fell through the cracks, how you ended up going down the rabbit hole of Instagram instead of writing that email that makes you really uncomfortable to write, right? All of those things, that's all about blame and shame, right? But instead of saying, well, actually, I said I was going to get X, Y, and Z done today. And while in my head, I also said that I was going to get PDQ done, but I didn't. Instead of focusing on the PDQ, focus on the X, Y, and Z. How did that work? Why did you get those things done? What was it about those things that enabled you to get them done? What was it about how you set up your schedule that enabled you to get those things done? And if you didn't, what stopped you? What got in your way? Understanding that allows you to build a system that will actually work on a consistent basis. The truth is, time doesn't move fast. The truth is that our experience of time changes depending on our emotional state.
Wow, you're just dropping so many like ahas. Like, well, wow. I mean, you're speaking truth in ways that I've never heard anybody speak before regarding what our relationship with time, because everybody is going to bring a unique, their own relationship with time. Wow. Okay, so what you just said seems like it's a simple thing to do, but I think that there's probably a large percentage of business owners who are going to say, oh, wow, that doesn't sound like it's going to be easy at all. So what are some first steps? I mean, can you just guide us like baby steps?
Right. I mean, I get that. I am a business owner. I have in my life at times had more than one business going at a time. I deal with a chronic illness, so my quantity of time is limited every day by my energy. And so I get these challenges deep down. Doing it alone is hard. You know what? The struggle is real. It's hard. We have so many things yelling at us. In fact, before this conversation, I silenced my phone, I silenced my tablet, silenced my, computer, right? So that I could be fully present with you during this time. But there's no one walking into my office. I work from home and I live alone, except for my two cats who might join us. Don't know. So, find a buddy, work with a coach who really gets time management. I run a time management course periodically throughout the year. Come join me. There is support. Just remember one thing. If you buy a time management course, other than mine, of course, mostly what you're learning is somebody else's idea of what works with time management. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you. So when you're looking at those kinds of things, you have to take what works for you with no embarrassment or shame and come back to what works for you, right? And always stay with that. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. This is just a skill you haven't learned.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I know many business owners think that they can do so much all on their own, but there are certain areas in which we just have to recognize that we are not strong in. Our brains just can't get our head around it, how to make it better. Sometimes you can go and you can take a course and you still can't do it. You still can't figure it out. So again, that's why Tech with Heart Show is here. That's why the Tech with Heart Network is here. If you, later on, Deborah's going to share her information. If you just want to give her a call, just talk to her, have her identify whether or not she thinks she could truly help you based upon your relationship with time. I know you mentioned earlier the blame shame thing. I know there's a lot of people who also don't enjoy confrontation, right? So there's quite a few things that business owners kind of keep pushing off, even though they really need to get done. Time management and procrastination seem to kind of go hand in hand. Can you speak to us a little bit about some procrastination, overcoming procrastination tips, or just some scenarios that you see regularly that small business owners are struggling with that you can enlighten us on how to maybe move through some of that?
Well, absolutely. And I have to tell you, I so appreciate the work that you're doing, because the number one thing I procrastinate about, heck, it's the number one thing. I actually worked with a coach to overcome my tech phobia, because this is 10 15 years ago now. I literally was afraid of technology. I mean, I grew up on a manual typewriter. I learned to type way back in the day. Here's the thing you have to know about procrastination. It's a symptom. It's not actually the problem. It's just a symptom. There's something else going on. And until you figure out what is actually going on, you're going to stay stuck in it. But the funny thing is, it could be a completely different thing depending on what you're procrastinating about. If it's that confronting conversation, it might be one thing. If it's learning a new skill, it might be another thing. For me, I often procrastinate around writing, but not because I'm afraid to write, but because I'm actually writing. I'm just not ready to put it on paper. And so I learned that that's not actually procrastination. That's just my process. So figuring out what it is you're looking to do and what's getting in your way, what's stopping you, like I said earlier, that will answer the question with procrastination. But I will give you one quick tip. If you think that something's going to be hard, do it first thing. Do it as soon as you wake up, first thing in the morning, before you look at your email or, your socials, before you do anything else other than maybe having some breakfast, taking a shower, your self-care routine. But do it first, because A, it'll get done. B, you can't use other things to avoid it. And think about how good you'll feel for the rest of the day, because you accomplished that thing that you've been avoiding for whatever reason. So I say, first thing in the morning, get done the things that you think are going to be hard. I also suggest break it down into small steps, as small as possible. Promise yourself you'll do it for 15 minutes. That's all you have to do. 15 minutes.
Well, I'm sorry. Was there more? I don't know, Deborah. I don't want to interject here, but if there's more, please go on.
If at the end of the day, I like to not only think about what I'm grateful for, which a lot of people talk about, but I also like to write down my top three accomplishments for that day. And that's not necessarily the thing on my to-do list that I crossed off. It might be the hard conversation. It might be doing that thing first thing that I've been avoiding. It might be giving myself a gift of some kind, calling a friend or taking a walk, or it doesn't, but it's something I accomplished that I'm proud of. And thinking in those terms around your time will also make you feel better about the X, Y, and Z you did accomplish today, not just the PDQ you didn't get to.
That's a good point, because many of us were our own worst enemy, right? So we need to kind of sometimes stop and remember to pat ourselves on the back for doing the hard thing. Awareness is also huge. You know, as you mentioned earlier about fear, if you have like fear or uncomfortableness around a thing, or you perceive it that it's going to be hard, that is, you need to be aware that you're feeling that way and then prioritize it so that you can overcome it. It's otherwise the hurdle will sometimes just seem like it turns in from a hurdle to a mountain, right? You just want to get it done, attack it. When you go into business, you can't be like a little timid sheep anyway. You gotta grow a pair. You have to like
pair of ovaries, right?
You know what I mean? Just get some grit. You're gonna, you know, being a business owner can be fun, but there are some difficult decisions that have to be made, and you have to become a leader, regardless of what type of business it is. You need to be a leader if you're the owner. So this is a leadership skill you must figure out. Awareness around your own weaknesses and strengths will only give you more insights into what you need to work on, and also what you need to delegate. Time management, if you're the owner, you have to know how to manage your own time, because nobody else can be you for you, but you definitely can learn how to be better in managing your time. And is there more regarding procrastination, or should we move now into the next one, which is regarding prioritization and stuff?
Actually, this fits more under prioritization than what I was thinking of. So yeah, let's go on to that.
Yeah. So I know that, you know, we've already addressed the relationship people have with time, the fact that most business owners are never taught how to manage time in life, you know, let alone business. It's a completely different world. Then we talked about, you know, overcoming procrastination by attacking the things that you're perceiving to be difficult first, so that you're freed up, and then give yourself some accolades for doing those things. Do an assessment at the end of your day and assess how you did with the time that you had, and what did you accomplish, and feel good, because every single step forward should be praised. Praise yourself. You know, you're doing the things, and good job, because action brings results. You know, non-action doesn't bring any results. So now we're going to talk about, now that you kind of know, you know, procrastination is something that kind of gets in there and sneaks in there. We look at our to-do list. You mentioned task prioritization. When it comes to figuring out what you need to do and in the order in which you need to do, because maybe this is going to take this much time, and then you have this event over here. Talk to us about how to overcome this. How do I know what I should be putting as priorities? What are some tips around that to help with the decision making? Yeah.
Absolutely. The biggest mistake people make is making everything priority one. Because if everything's priority one, nothing's important. One of my time management gurus, Ms. Julie Morgenstern, one of the best days of my life was when she followed me back on Twitter. Anyway, I made it, you know. She talks about the four D's: delete, delay, diminish, delegate. Delete, take it off your plate. It's gone. This is not something you actually have to do. Delay, does it need to get done today? Can I do it next week? Diminish, really, do I need to spend an hour on that email, or can I use a form, an email form, and then just personalize it, right? Building these kinds of systems can save a ton of time. And then, of course, delegate. Because the truth is, the struggle is real. Suffering is optional. It is hard. Being a business owner is hard. There's no way around that. It's hard you've chosen. So embrace that and just know it's okay that it's hard, because it is. I like to prioritize using these three categories. Right now, meaning it needs to be done this week or next week. soon. That's like within the next month or so, when I can. And more often than not, the when I can's are the things you can delete. Because if they're not right now or soon, they're clearly not that high of priority. Be very, very, very careful that you don't eliminate the things that are important to you, important to your business, important to your relationships, but don't have an external time frame built into them.
Can you give us an example?
There's no other saying, yeah, like writing my book. There's no one, I don't have a publisher. There's no one standing on my shoulder saying, you need to get 3 chapters done by next week. There's no one saying that to me. So it's important to me, but it's not externally urgent. There's no external deadline. So always place things in your right now that are important, but don't have outside deadlines. Otherwise, you'll never get to them. They'll always be in the when I can, which means never.
Good point. Yeah, I know that you mentioned the diminish and the delegate part. I want to just speak to that a little bit, because if you find yourself doing something repeatedly, and maybe the only difference is a tiny little bit of difference, you can create a template. That's what she meant by a form. It's like a template. You can create a template for that type of an email, or you can create a, that's where we've come in with our systems to create automations as well, because certain things can be automated and then it's really diminished, you know, like it's just going to get done for you because you clicked a button or you added a tag to something, right? So there's technology that can help you with the diminish part, but you as the leader, or you can delegate to your team to create said systems and templates for you based upon what you find yourself repeatedly doing. So if you're not feeling like that's a good use of your time, because it can be, this is the other thing I've been told, is if you ask yourself, can somebody else do this? And the answer is yes, then go ahead and make that happen. But they won't know what to do if you don't give them that guidance. But once that system or that template or that workflow is in place, then it's easily repeatable, no matter who your team is, no matter who your assistants come and go, right? So I just wanted to speak to that real quick, because sometimes people think, oh, I need an assistant. And I'm like, but are you ready for an assistant? Like, do you have any kind of an idea of what an assistant would be working on when they came to the table? Or are you organized at least to that level, where you're going to be able to say, okay, now that I have you, this is exactly what I need you to do, and this is exactly how you need to go about doing it. And you're going to be able to guide them, because otherwise they're going to look at you and go, well, okay, I think Mac, I understand. And they're going to be guessing way too much, and there's going to be some errors.
I would say the thing you have to be really careful of when delegating is to make sure that everything you're delegating is documented. Whether it's you doing the documentation or them doing the documentation. I've seen owners completely, like their business completely collapse because they lose someone because that person never documented what they do. And so when that person leaves, they take all their systems with them. So make sure that your systems are documented for a 5-year-old. So any idiot can do it, including you.
Yeah, and so systems can be something like a step-by-step, you know, first do this, create a headline for the first thing you do. And then underneath that, there's the first and the second and the third step. And if you could get all that in writing, then what you can also do is you can go take a quick video of you doing that system step-by-step. So there's two ways that people can learn how to do this system, this repeated task more or less for you. And then there's just really no question, right? No question at all. Because if they can't seem to grasp it just by looking at the words, and if you can put images into that step-by-step guide, then that's also going to help. But if you also have a click here to watch this video training, everything seems to kind of just like make sense for them. And you should own that. You should have it in a depository or a cloud-based system somewhere where you own that, so that if that person leaves, they do not take that system with you.
Exactly.
I love to empower small business owners, Deborah, so that they don't feel like they have to create all the systems, because sometimes that is just not a wisest thing, but they can definitely get it started, right?
I absolutely agree. In fact, one of the ways I built my business systems was I had my assistant follow me around and document the things that I was doing. So she wrote it out. She wrote the documentation. She typed it up. She gave it to me. I did a quick review, and then she did it. And she came to me if she had questions. Right. But now, then when she left, I had the documentation that had been reviewed three or four times between the two of us. And it was really ready, you know, for prime time. So you don't actually have to document the system. You can have your assistant do it. Just make sure that's actually happening. Make sure the documentation is happening.
And that you know where to go access that documentation. So therefore
exactly.
You own it, so that you can always pass it on to the next one. So those are great when it comes to prioritization. Go ahead, Deborah.
I really like Trello for this, because you can put links to videos, you can put in images, you can make checklists, you can do all of those things. I think Trello is one of the easier task management for these kinds of projects.
Cool. We use Google Drive with our nonprofit. We have a student internship program, so we have students coming and going. And so what I love to do in there is just give all the new students access to the same folders. They see the same videos. They see the same step-by-step guides. Plus, we can also use it to store assets that are needed for that project as well. So yes, there's lots of different ways you can go about it. There's technology up the wazoo for these types of organizational tools. Deborah, I know that you spoke earlier about sometimes just needing somebody to kind of guide you towards identifying how you're spending your time, just somebody also to help you be accountable. Having an accountability coach when it comes to learning how to better manage your time is really needed, because usually you come to somebody who is a time management coach because you really, really, really realize that you can't do this all on your own. So Deborah, I know you would be a great resource for those who are needing help to be reaching out to. So can you share with us how somebody can reach out to you, and then any free tools maybe that you may offer them?
Absolutely. So if you can spell my name, which should be connected to this video, you can reach me at DeborahRusselCoaching.com. So it's DeborahRusselCoaching.com. On Deborah Russell Coaching, if you do the / time management mistakes, you will find a place to download a little ebook. It's 15 pages. It'll take you 10 minutes to read. And sorry, I got distracted by something coming through on my computer. So it's DeborahRusselCoaching.com, time management mistakes. It's the top 5 mistakes. I've been coaching clients on time management for over 20 years. And it's what I see over and over and over again. So that's some things kind of, I dig in a little bit and give you some tips and tricks on how to overcome those mistakes.
Thank you, Deborah. We'll put that on the screen. So really quick, because we really need to wrap this up, but we want you to share, what is a thought or a phrase that you want to empower people with today?
There is no failure, only feedback.
Nice. Well, you heard it, folks. let's get our time in order, right? Let's manage our time better. And if you are a small business owner and you want to just hang out with some really excellent human beings that are also business professionals and also very innovative in how they approach doing business in a digital era, please come check us out at techwithheartnetwork.com. And if you're an expert and you would like to speak to our audience about certain different strategies or technologies that are really making an impact in today's digital era, you can go to techwithheartnetwork.com and you can apply to be a speaker on our show. We'd love to hear from you. And all of you business owners out there, you can do this. Here's to your success.